Kia ora. It's my privilege to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us. Can I start by asking you just to introduce yourself? I've done a little bit of an introduction, but it's nice to hear it from you.
Oh, hapai. Ko ho te roa te rangatira ko tainui te waka karangi a hui te maunga, ko wainui te awa, ko manaaki au te tangata, ko tōriri nui a rua te tipuna, ko ngā pōtiki te hapū, ko ngai pai te iwi, ko Nadine Toi Toi tōku ingoa. Kia ora te whānau, my name is Nadine Toi Toi and I am one of three owners and directors of Kohutapu Lodge and Tribal Tours on the outskirts of our beautiful hometown of Murupara. We also have Whirinaki Forest Footsteps, our guided cultural walking tour up in our beautiful Jurassic Podocarp native rainforest. And last year we launched a global Indigenous and regenerative tourism campaign called Native Nations Tracing Indigenous Footsteps.
Beautiful. Well, I just was out with you guys, you know, a few weeks ago, and I came out really tired, as you know, but by the end of it, it was just beautiful. I actually cried during it, you know, lying down next to one of the trees there, and just the kōrero, the depth, you know, the people that you had out there, the kōrō was just so beautiful. Can we start at Kohutapu Lodge? Can you tell us about Kohutapu Lodge, where the inspiration came from? You know, what's the kōrero there?
Yeah, well, we're a small whānau owned and operated business, and we do have a lakeside accommodation overlooking Aniwaniwa or Lake Aniwhenua on the map it's known as. But we never say we're an accommodation. We always lead out with our cultural product first and foremost. So I've been in the tourism industry for over 20 years and had the opportunity to move back home to my husband's tribal lands and start our own whānau business. And right from the get-go, we knew we wanted to build our business on our old ways and utilise tourism to give back to our community, to give back to our people, more specifically back to our rangatahi within our community and make positive change. So there was absolutely no way we could sit on the pig's back and flourish off tourism while people in our community were still struggling in a modern world today. So we do guided cultural tours into historic sites. We do lots of visits in throughout our community and out to the lodge here, put down a hāngi, interactive cultural activities. But I guess the biggest component of our business and the one that our visitors actually connect to the most is the give back arm, the huge social responsibility arm we have as part of our business. And our visitors, when they come in here, can actually see where their money goes and the positive footprint they leave behind them. We've done loads of things in the lead up to COVID by taking visitors into our local schools to deliver hāngi meals. Every year we'd pay for a classroom of kids to go on educational trips around New Zealand, buying winter uniforms in the colder months for some of our tamariki that would not have the winter uniforms, koha back to our local marae, even using tourism as a training ground on our marae, succession planning for our kaikaranga and kaikōrero, loads and loads of stuff. For us, it just comes naturally. It's in our DNA. We don't try to do it. It's just a part of what we do, and we call ourselves real life and give real life experiences to our visitors. And that's what people tend to connect with now. It's such a busy world out there, and just to have the ability to share intimate and truthful. I think truthful is a really important part of what we do, experiences with our manuhiri. So they really genuinely do understand our journey, who we are as a people, historically in a modern world, but also our aspirations for the future. For our kids, we always say we make mukapuna decisions out here.
Beautiful, beautiful, just it's absolutely phenomenal. Mahi, Nadine, Nathan Mahi. What's some of the most beautiful things you've seen grow? Can you give us an example maybe of a rangatahi that you've seen really start shining, or, you know, something that you're really proud of?
Oh gosh, there's so many of them. Our kids and exposing them to international visitors was a really big one for us. We know for a fact that the playing field is not level. It's not an equal playing field. And unfortunately, a lot of our rangatahi from remote communities will never get the chance to travel the world like other kids around the world have opportunities. So it was always a dream and aspiration for me personally to take a group of our youth overseas to expose them to travel. We all know the magic of international travel and what that can do, but primarily I wanted to have them know that they were safe, and the only way we could do that was by connecting them with other Indigenous cultures around the world that we as Māori have strong synergies with. So last year we embarked on our first cross-cultural exchange into Australia. We went into Victoria and we took a group of youth, our rangatahi from here, over to Australia and did an 8-day journey, a really truthful journey of connection, reconnection, and it was a healing journey. So we went to missions, we went to massacre sites, we learned how to forage for kai, we met with elders, we had smoke ceremonies, we did bush tucker tours. It was just such a beautiful journey. And then a week later we flew the rangatahi from Australia, tangata moemoeā whānau, over to New Zealand, and we mirrored the exact same itinerary that we'd travelled through, however, through our Māori lens. That journey of discovery, reconnection, connection between cultures and between our youth, and building them a platform to have a voice, was probably one of the most profound and powerful experiences that I've ever been involved with, not even within this industry, but throughout my entire life. We always wanted to, we always knew that our kids had really profound things to say, and for them, discovering truthful history and going through that journey with other Indigenous youth around the world, first of all, they knew they were not alone. They knew that they were same, same, but different. But also they were so clever and so deep thinking that it didn't even come down to race, it came down to humanity. And for me, that's probably one of my most profound moments. And then post that trip to see what our rangatahi have gone on to do now. There's a huge number of them that are now working within the tourism and hospitality industry. There's a huge number of them that are working in our environment with our paiao. And there's a huge number of them that are going into restorative justice and all sorts of things, not just here in New Zealand, but also in Australia, working with other Indigenous youth over there as well to help break cycles. And yeah, we're building a global network of young, powerful Indigenous leaders.
How incredible. Oh, man. Oh, geez, I'm blown away. It's incredible, Mahi. Where to next?
This concept, we always knew it was going to be powerful and we knew it was magic. We didn't quite know how quickly the rest of the tourism industry would understand and get in behind us and support it. So last year we did our inaugural exchange into Victoria, and even just by going into that exchange, we knew one trip into Australia was not going to be enough to showcase just the number of different mobs and countries there are within Australia. So this year we're going up into Queensland to do another exchange, and we're also going up into British Columbia to do an exchange with our First Nations whānau up there. Shortly I'm going into, well actually next week I'm going up into Taiwan with New Zealand Māori Tourism to the World Indigenous Tourism Summit, and after that we're heading off to a remote village in Taiwan as they want to participate in an exchange in 2025. We've got other Native nations from Cook Islands, Vanuatu, Fiji, Samoa, America, Peru, Mexico, all reaching out to us wanting to be a part of this global campaign. So what we're doing through our rangatahi's journey of healing and reconnection, we're building a global network of regenerative and Indigenous tourism trails for our visitors to then follow on behind so they can continue to give back to these remote communities and uplift people, place and environment as they travel. And for us, this is the power of tourism. This is some of the amazing things that we can do in our industry, because it is such a gentle vehicle with which we can approach some prickly things going on in the world at the moment. And there is a lot of darkness out there, and if we can be a beacon of light in amongst that darkness and inspire people to make positive change and be kind and really think about our future generations and our environment, because it does go hand in hand, then that's our mahi. That's what we want to do.
Stunning. Where can people get in touch with you? You know, I'm thinking of our listeners tonight, and you're so inspiring. And no doubt there will be people that are like, oh, man, I would love to do something like this. Not that they could, you know, be an exact replica, but something in their own place. You know, what would your advice be to whānau that might be listening that just are inspired by you, if they can see a place for something like that in their own rohe?
Yeah, no, get in touch with us, whānau. We're more than happy. Like, for us, we're very inclusive. We're not exclusive. And I remember being interviewed quite a few years ago now by media, and they said to me, Nades, aren't you worried because you share so much that other people will duplicate your ideas and go into their own communities and start initiatives like what you're doing? And I said, well, that's the whole point. If we're all doing something to make a difference, then the world's going to be a better place for all of our kids. So far, no, honestly, I will share our knowledge, our whatever we can to help other whānau. Maybe think about what they can do in their communities or start their own business. And man, if we can do it, anyone can do it. All it takes is a lot of passion. I'm not going to lie, it is a lot of hard work and a lot of aroha. But as long as you lead out with pure intent, we believe that things positive will happen because you're in the right place at the right time doing the right things for the right people, which ultimately at the end of the day is our kids.
Beautiful. And what other kōrero would you like to share? We still have a few minutes to go, and I just want to hand the platform over to you, really, to share what you want in kōrero kaia koe.
I think just in terms of what we offer and what we provide out here, we are a little bit off the beaten track, and we are in a community where not many people would think that tourism would thrive and prosper. And don't get me wrong, we're certainly not a big operator by any stretch of the imagination. But we know that what we deliver in terms of experiences for our visitors are truthful, they're real. It's certainly not a show when you come out here to experience what we do offer. So whether it be up in the Whirinaki, the native rainforest with our guides, which is 100% cultural interpretation, from our visits onto our marae, into our home, we call it our home, our lodge here, because we do live on site and our whānau are very much a part of the offer. It's just keeping it real, and yeah, if you've got a papa kāinga, some land, if you're living off the land, even better still, people genuinely do want to experience those types of experiences and get to know who we are as a people. So you don't have to be big and flashy and in main centres to establish yourself in the tourism industry or within business. I say play to your strengths and look at what you already do as a whānau, and people will want to experience that and come along for the ride. It's just work to your passions is what I'd say.
Kia ora. You talked about building business in old ways, you know, some of the, the whakaaro behind your business. Tell us about some of those. I'm thinking manaakitanga is one of them, you know, but what are those old ways?
Yeah, so when I first started dating my husband and I'd come out here hunting and fishing and we'd traverse the landscapes with Kuru Morrison, go up and For me, it was hunting was awesome. If we could fill the freezer, that was an added bonus. But for me, it was listening to his whakaaro and the stories and the history and the tribal knowledge that he would share. And obviously Ngāti Manawa is a landlocked tribe surrounded by a number of other iwi. So pre-colonisation, the tribal boundaries used to be heavily protected and fortified. And every few hundred metres, there was a papakāinga or a lookout. And obviously, because the land masses, it's quite a large area, and some parts of the land were rich in resource and some parts were very poor in resource. So at a certain time of the year, the chief of the tribe would ask his people to uplift and rotate around. So those who had it good would then have it not so good. Those who had it not so good would then have it good. So everybody learned to afi and share and survive together. So when we moved out here, that was the main core principle that we built our business on. Like I said earlier, we could not thrive and flourish off tourism while areas in our community were not flourishing and thriving. So for us, it was how could we harness this vehicle to give back so we could all learn to afi and survive and hopefully one day thrive together.
Atahua. Well, our time is nearly over, but before we go, if anybody would like to come out and experience this beautiful, real life experience, and it is that, you know, the day that I spent out with you fellas was really very moving. And the reason I mentioned how tired I was is because it's very hard to move me when I'm tired. But the experience out there, I came away energized, like spiritually energized, just motivated again, inspired again. I had a little bit of a tangi and let out some stuff in the ngahere. You know, it was really beautiful. And just the kōrero, the laughs, the, it was just a beautiful experience. So anyone that would like to come out and be part of so many beautiful things you've got happening out there, where can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, definitely online on our website. We're currently doing our website up at the moment. But yeah, absolutely, just drop us an email, get in touch with us. We tailor experiences for whānau as well, even if they just want to get away for a weekend, family reunions, birthdays. We do all sorts of things out here, and we can definitely tailor itineraries for whatever group size, budget, or occasion might be. Just get in touch with us. Let us know what you're interested in, and we can certainly let you know what we can do to fit within that. But no mai hara mai whānau. We love seeing our own people out here, and our own people love coming out here because for us, we run our place like a marae. It's very communal, it's very relaxed, and we love to just share who we are and what we're doing out here and hopefully inspire some people along the way.